welcome the Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Brian Lyles.
Anton, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, you could have went through the other people. I mean, these are just some great stories, and just kind of hearing what people's drives are to be a part of Alphe, and how it's really for everybody I'm hearing, it's very mission driven, right, and very purpose driven, if you will, where it's had like a huge impact on people's lives. And I'll tell you that it was interesting to me when you told me you were going to do this training for personal development, because it is by far my favorite subject. Not only for what it was able to do for me in this industry, and I can, I'm not embarrassed to say I'd never been exposed to personal development ever prior to actually getting involved in network marketing. It was something that just was not spoken about with me. So I mean, I was always a big believer in education, but really just kind of more formal education and just learning specific skill sets that were going to help me at my job, but. Personal development, one of the things about it that I kind of discovered was that it's very freeing. The things that you can learn through personal development won't just help you with Alphe. They won't just help you build your business. They'll help you have better relationships. They'll help you become more of a problem solver, in life, in different circumstances. And I could tell you guys story after story after story after story, but I won't do that because ultimately... That's not the point of the training. But I do know, Anton, I did want to speak really briefly about, and I appreciate you inviting me to do it, about just the importance of it. And you're right. I mean, that saying that you overheard me say that every good network marketing company is really just a personal development system with a compensation plan attached to it. It's been something that I've taught people, over the last couple of decades, because I want to make sure that they're getting out of this what they're supposed to get out of it. And I think my real realization, or my real first introduction to personal development, was in my very first network marketing company 25 years ago. And I remember being in that company, and they had mentioned personal development from the stage a couple of times. It was in one ear, out the other. Didn't really appreciate the importance of it until I was building my business, and I got stuck at about, and I'm trying to remember the exact number, but I think it was right around $30,000 a year. I couldn't, no matter what I did, I could not seem to make more than 30 grand from my network marketing business. And, I remember going to my mentor, and I always laugh when I tell people stories about my mentor, because my mentor was very harsh. He wasn't a nice guy like Anton. He didn't always say things in the nicest way, but I think he just treated me like that because he knew I had thick skin. And, some people want to be, tickled with a feather. Some people want to be hit with a hammer, and I was the hammer guy. And I remember going to him and saying, "Hey, I'm stuck. I need your help. I can't seem to make more than $30,000. Why is that?" And his response to me, he looked me dead in my eye and said, "The reason why you can't make more than $30,000 is because you're a $30,000 guy." Like I said, was not nice. Just kind of hit me right between the eyes. And when I calmed down a little bit, I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, the thing you're going to learn, no matter how good you think you are, about this business, no matter how much you've studied our product, no matter how much you studied our compensation plan, is at the end of the day, in and outside of this business, you can't earn more money than who you are. And the reason why you're stuck at $30,000 is because that is the limitation of the skills that you've developed around this industry. And if you want to make more than 30,000, if you want to go to 40, then 50, then 100, then 500, then a million, you're going to have to, learn $100,000 skills, $500,000 skills, $1 million skills. And, that was the first time anybody had ever spoken to me like that, but that was the first time anybody had ever clarified something like that for me. And it became a big time driver for me because, it really taught me right away at that moment, a lot about personal responsibility, which was that when things weren't going well in my business, I should never say, well, what's wrong with my upline, or what's wrong with the company, or what's wrong with the product, or what's wrong with the people that I'm talking to, or what's wrong with the people on my team. It should always be internal. What can I learn better? What can I do better? How can I be better? And the biggest thing I learned from that was that money was not success. Money was actually a side effect of success. And you had to basically have the success first, and then the money would come. And that successful mindset was really the first piece. And I think the biggest way I can illustrate that to people is that, you know, still to this day, 90% of all the people who hit the lottery for $1 million or more, so, you know, seven-figure lottery hit, right, 90% of them return to their pre-lottery status in terms of earnings within 24 months. So if you're broke, you hit the lottery for millions of dollars, 90% of the time, 24 months from now, you're going to be broke again. And that's because if your mindset does not grow out to meet your money is going to shrink back to your mindset. Can't just get the money without the mindset. And I think if you understand that, that's a big deal and why personal development is so critical in network marketing. Because whenever I meet people and I talk to them about this industry and I talk to them about solving their situation, they say, well, hey, I want to be able to get out of my job, or, you know, I want to be able to have more free time, or I want to be able to donate more to the charities and the causes that are important to me. I want to be able to help retire my parents. You know, they want to get the money to have to be able to do those things, but they very rarely are willing to change anything about themselves. So what it all comes down to is embracing this philosophy of personal development and then watching your business grow. You know, after my mentor told me that, I watched, you know, I watched my income as I started. You know, the next thing I said is, well, what should I be reading? You know, he said, hey, have you ever read Think and Grow Rich? And I was like, no, you know what I mean? And he said, well, go read that cover to cover, come back, tell me what you learned, and then I'm going to suggest another one to you. And that became our thing. And every single time, I just watched my check go up and up. You know, I couldn't get past 30,000 before I talked to him. I started reading, and then I went to 50, and then eventually 100, and then eventually 200, then eventually 300, and it just kept going up and up because of this expansion of my mindset through personal development. So here's a couple of things I wanted to just point out to you guys, really quick, and then I'll kind of turn it back over to you, Anton, is that, you know, if you think about the business, this business is actually very simple if you just boil it down to math, right? I mean, if you look at our compensation plan, if you went out and got, you know, we talk about 3 + 3. If you went out and got 3 distributors and 3 customers and then had people duplicate that through 10 levels, you'd be rich. You know, everybody would be. You know, you'd be making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So if it's really just about math, how come everybody's not rich? Right? How come everybody's not 5-star Keymaster right now, gotten $1 million bonus, you know, just relaxing on a yacht somewhere? You know, it's because there's more than just math. I mean, at the end of the day, there's not a person that's on, you know, this Zoom call right now who can't go out and recruit 3 people over the next 7 days. And here's why. It's because you can expose enough people to get 3 yeses. You know, now for each person on a Zoom call, it's going to be a different amount of people. Some of you might be really lucky and only have to expose 3. That means you're not just really, really good, you're also really, really lucky, right? But for most of you, you know, maybe it might have to be 50 to 100 people. Or for some of you, it might be harder. It might be 200 to 300 people. The point is, there are enough people that you could expose in the next 7 days, you know, just going up to complete strangers and saying, hey, I don't know you, you don't know me, but I'm expanding my business into this area. And if the money were right and the time were right, would you be open to an opportunity? Some of those people would say no. Some of those people would laugh at you, say, get away from me. And some of those people would say, what are you talking about? And at the end of the day, you could expose enough of those people, but why don't you do that, right? Why doesn't everybody do that? It's because there's more than just math, right? It's math plus mindset that creates the magic in network marketing. It's that mindset piece. So the top 2 reasons why most people don't succeed at this business, or they don't try hard enough, they don't do the right thing, is number one is they think it's going to be hard. And number two is they're afraid to fail. So I want to tell you how personal development, you know, helped me kind of break through some of those things and how it helps a lot of other people. First of all, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Jim Rohn. You know, but to me, he's like the greatest business philosopher, of our age. And, you know, he has a lot of really, really interesting things that he says. But one of the things he always talked about was don't wish it was easier, wish for more skills. You know, and it was just the thing of when people, they say, man, the business is tough, man. I just wish it was easier. I just wish people would get it. You know, I just wish when I talk to people, they would just sign up. Why do it's got to be so hard? Why I got to explain network marketing and mushrooms and all this kind of, why can't I just find people like me who just get it, right? Why does it have to be hard? And that turns a lot of people off. And what Jim Rohn would talk about was, hey, things that are easy, that everybody, that everybody can do, and it's super simple to everybody. Yeah, those things don't pay. right? So it's not a lot of money being paid out for just breathing, right? Not a lot of money being paid out for just walking up and down the street. And if it was that easy, guess what? The company wouldn't need you, right? We could just run one commercial one time that says, hey, we're Alfe, we sell mushrooms. Here's a number to dial, and everybody in the world would dial it, and we'd have the whole world, right? So don't wish it was easier, wish for more skills. In other words, you want it to be easier for you, right? Not easy, but just easier for you. And the only way that it can become easier for you is for you to develop more skills. And the only way to do that is personal development, going through the training, you know, going through the studying, learning things, getting the mindset, because that's where the value is. The fact that it's not easy for everybody is why you could get rich of being able to go out and do the business. So that was the first thing. The second thing that I said was people were afraid to fail. And it wasn't until, you know, I started really reading, you know, because I had all the same things. You know, I mean, I kind of grew up in an environment like I think most of us grew up in school. They terrify you about failing, right? I mean, you take a test. What's the worst thing that can happen when you take a test? You fail, right? What's the worst thing that can happen when you raise your hand when the teacher has a question? You give the wrong answer. I mean, we're taught to avoid failure like the plague, right? But when I started reading, I realized a couple of things. I realized number one is that just about every single success story that you could read, go read anybody's autobiography who's actually accomplished massive success, and you'll start to get a theme. They all literally failed their way to success. Literally failed their way to success. I mean, failure, a lot of wealthy people will tell you, and a lot of successful people will tell you, is just feedback. It just tells you, okay, I tried that way. That didn't work. Let me modify. Let me adjust. We call it plan, do, review, right? I had a plan. I tried to do it. It didn't work out exactly like I thought it. Let me review what went wrong and let me go do it again. And you're literally kind of failing your way forward. In fact, Watson, the founder of IBM, they asked him, they said, hey, what's the key to having massive success? You know, you built this massive enterprise. What's the key to massive success? He said, the key to success is simple. Double your rate of failure. The faster you fail, the faster you succeed. Can't have one without the other. They're two sides of the same coin. If you think you can be successful without failing, you're fooling yourself. So that was actually key for me when I learned that, because I realized that that's what holds a lot of people up. They're afraid to actually go out and talk to anyone. Or they're afraid to go out and do a presentation. They're afraid to sample out the product. They're afraid to invite somebody to a presentation. They're afraid to invite somebody to a video because the person might say no or because they might screw it up. Hey, go screw it up. Screw it up as fast as you can and as often as you can. And guess what? You will become awesome. Because if you do that, if you're doubling your rate of failure over and over and over again, keep doubling your rate of failure, eventually, guess what? You're successful. And that's exactly how it works. So guys, I mean, it's just, again, we could go over this over and over again. I mean, it's just so many things that though Anton and I learned. You could probably hear it in my voice. This is my real passion, man, is just kind of teaching this. And I will just say this final thing just about Alfe, about where we are, because I was having a conversation with a prospect, somebody, a distributor called me up with their prospect who is considering Alfe. And he said to me on the phone, he said, well, you know, it's weird, man, because, you know, when I first heard mushrooms, you know, I just thought to myself, like, you know, are those wacky mushrooms or, you know, and I'm sure you guys have all heard that before, right? When people are, you know, they're making fun or they're ridiculing and everything like that. And I said to him, I said, listen, I don't know if you ever heard of Art Schopenhauer. And he said, no. And I said, well, he was a famous German philosopher. I said, and Art said that, listen, man, all opportunity, at least all massive opportunity, goes through three different phases. You know, phase one is ridicule. You know, phase one is ridicule, right? Phase two is when it becomes opposed, even violently opposed. And then phase three is when it becomes self-evident, when people finally, they get it. You know, they understand that this is just better. You know, this is a better way for us. So here's the reality, though. Here's the caveat to that, what he said. He said, listen, all the opportunity, though, for you is in phases one and two. So if you're really looking to have a massive hit in something, you're looking for something where you're going to be ridiculed and violently opposed. Isn't that exciting? And, you know, the reality is this, and I want to say this to everybody that's an Alfe, guys, is that right now, I mean, we're still, you know, in phase one, but don't think for a second we're not going to be entering in phase two. I mean, if you believe that these multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies are going to let us just snatch up all their market share without some sort of opposition, you're crazy, right? I mean, eventually you are going to start seeing incredibly things on social media and on the internet about mushrooms are bad, you know, mushrooms are this, mushrooms are that. And even if it's not targeted at us directly about mushrooms, it's going to be about, you know, just nutritional supplements, the supplement industry, because at the end of the day, we are threatening multi-billion dollar enterprises. But even though you threaten these things, even though you get ridiculed, even though they're violently opposed, eventually all these things become self-evident. And that's where the people who were in when it was being ridiculed and violently opposed become wealthy. So you're in the right place at the right time. You know, you're here. There's this migration of the medicinal mushroom mindset from Eastern culture to Western culture. People are starting to catch on. People are starting to have these phenomenal results at the same time that people are becoming tired of pharmaceutical solutions and all their crazy side effects. And the people that are with Alphe right now, I promise you, you will not regret it. Guys, if you keep reading and keep learning and keep developing, it's going to make this business easier and easier for you. It's going to be simpler and simpler. People around you are going to start to notice the difference, and they're going to want to become a part of your company, not because of mushrooms or because of the money, but because of the difference that they've seen in you. And that's one of the biggest things that you can get back from personal development. So sorry to take so long, Anton, I know, but just wanted to throw that back to you, man. Appreciate you inviting me on.